उपयाग मुझे माय मोगा चो योकार हाँ फ्रेंकी फर्नांडिस मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सो तुमका यो गोई चो खबरो कोकनी क्लियन पाविता आज नोवेम्बर ची एक तारीख सुरुवाते खबर दक्षिण गोयत नाविली हंगासन एक गोयकार तारवटी मुदासाक म्हण आपले घर आयिल्लो मुदासाक आसलो तेन्ना ताणें कोपाचे घेतलेले आनी आपल्या घराच्या भायर केस्तांव करूंक लागलो तेन्ना मुडगोचे पुलीस पावले आनी पुलीस आनी तारवटी मदें केस्तांव वाडले पुलिसांनी ताका आपले गाडयेन घातलो आनी मडगांव टाउन पुलीस हातून वयलो ताच्या पांयाक चेन घातली आनी भरपूर मारलो शेवटाक तारवटी हाच्या तकलेक मार लागलो आनी तो सिंगा भायर पडलो आनी आतां गोवा मेडिकल कॉलेज बांबोली हांगा ताचे दोतोरांनी सर्जरी केल्या तो वाचतलो व ना हाचेर प्रश्न पडला ह्या विशयावर गोंयांत वादविवाद सुरू जाला ही घटना ओतुमराचे 21 तारखेर घडलेली पूण फकत ओतुमराचे 28 तारखेक गोवान आयली दक्षिण गोंयचो एसपी हाणें सांगले की सद्याक एकलो पीएसआय हाका डिपार्टमेंट हांणी सस्पेंड केला काँग्रेस पक्षाचो आलदोनचो आमदार एडवोकेट कार्लोस आल्वारीस फरेरा आमकां सांगता
आय हॅव सीन द व्हिडिओ क्लिप ऑफ साऊथ गोवा एसपी टिकाराम सिंग हू क्लेम दॅट द विक्टिम एडबर्न lost his balance and fell down resulting in his injuries misbalance that's the word which I saw he also stated that the PSI has been suspended pending inquiry the questions now which arise firstly if SP Tikaram's statement is correct that Edberg lost his balance and fell down then what more requires to be inquired secondly if Edberg simply lost his balance why a PSI has been suspended thirdly why not a constable who was suspended and why a PSI or fourthly why anyone for that matter should be suspended if Edberg simply lost his balance and fell down now the most important part is does Margaon police station have CCTV cameras if they have CCTV cameras are they working If they are working, has the footage been taken? If the footage of the time of the incident has disappeared, then it is clear that evidence has been made to disappear. If there is no camera coverage at this place, then how and why did this boy reach this spot when there is no footage and happened to lose his balance and happened to fall at this place? Is SP of South Goa, Tikaram Singh, being truthful or is he trying to cover up this crime to make it seem like the fall of Edberg himself. Would SP of South Goa need to be booked for causing evidence to disappear? Please note that for such offense, no official sanction is required to register an offense. And on this, I place reliance on the judgment of the Supreme Court itself in Prakash Singh Badal when such acts are not in the discharge of the duty when you are trying to hide evidence then you don't require sanction for registering the offense or even for prosecution can we believe that Edberg Pereira and his family will get justice can we trust the police to investigate an offense against one of their own fellow policemen and especially when SP Tikaram has already stated that the injury was as a result of his imbalance whoever in Goa police carries out investigation whether the same police station or another police station or another PI or the crime branch can we trust them on my part I won't trust the Goa police in this case
kind is adi goa sarkaran majhe ghar hi ek scheme zahir keli hi scheme hache parmane कुमनिदा जमनीचेर बेकायद्याची बांदलेली घरां गोंयचो सरकार रेगुलरायज करचें म्हूण थारायले आनी ही लोकांक ही फॉर्मां वाटूंक सुरू केली पूण आतां गोंयचे 8 कुमनिदाद हाणें गोवा बेंच ऑफ द बॉम्बे हायकोर्ट हातून पिटिशन घातलां आनी कोर्टाचें मागलां की ही स्किम बंद करची म्हूण आमचो चिचोणे हांगाचो कुमनिदाद हाचो प्रेसिडेंट आग्नेल फुर्तादो आमकां सांगता
गव्हर्मेंट एक लेजिस्लेशन हाडला जितून हे लॅजिस्लेशन इज टू लिगलायज इलिगल स्ट्रक्चर्स इन कम्युनिदाद लँड पयलीं जाल्यार हे उतरूच लिगलायजींग इलिगेलिटी हें कशें बसता पयलें सद्याक आमची लॅजिस्लेटीव असेंब्ली आहा ती ते आम्ही वेचून काढल्या बरे कायदे काढपाक आमकां आनी इल्लिगल आहा ते लिगल करपाक ते आतां अधिकाराचे भायर वता जेका आमी इंग्लीश भाशेन म्हणटात अल्ट्रा व्हायरस आनी हे जे पळय लॅजिस्लेशन तांणी हाडलां इट इज अल्ट्रा व्हायरस ऑफ द आर्टिकल 14 ऑफ द कॉन्स्टिट्युशन ऑफ इंडिया आर्टिकल 14 कितें म्हणटा सगळे जे पळय सिटिझन आहाय नागरीक आहाय ते सगळ्या एक एक लॉ लागपाक जाय एक कायदो लागपाक जाय तेका तुज्यान डिफरंट थिंग डिफरंटली ट्रीट करपाक जायना आतां समज ह्या मनीस वयता आनी कम्युनिटी लोकांक कॅप्चर करता म्हणून कितें ते तो पयशे फारीक करना वयता तितून सुसायटी डोबर पट्टी काडटा स्टॅम्प ड्युटी फारीक करना रजिस्ट्रेशन फी फारीक करना मागीर टावन एंड कंट्री प्लॅनिंगा लायसन्स घेना पंचायता लायसन्स घेना मागीर तुगेले कन्वर्शन करिना मागीर तुगेले कितें म्हणटा ते ऑक्युपेशन सर्टिफिकेट घेना सगळे एवेट करता आनी गव्हर्मेंट ताका तो लिगलायज करपाक सोदता तेगे स्ट्रक्चर आनी आमी जे पळय कायदी सगळी कायदी पाडटाय ताका आनी आमकां तुमी एक तांकडे घालपाक सोदता हे कशें जातले सो आमी आतां हे लॅजिस्लेशन येयलां तें इट इज नोन एज बील नंबर 39 ऑफ डिप्लोमा लॅजिस्लेटीव 2017 ओके ते दीज रिगार्डींग हे कम्युनिटीचे ते आमी चॅलेंज केला आतां आनी टोटल आमी 8 कम्युनिटी गेल्या चॅलेंज करपाक आनी ते हायकोर्टान आसा आनी आनीकूय कम्युनिटी जॉयन जावपाचे आहा आनी आनीकूय एनजीओ बी जॉयन जावपाक ते चॅलेंज करपाक आतां आमकां आमचे कोर्टाचे हायकोर्ट सुप्रीम कोर्ट आनी बाकीचे सगळ्याचे आमकां एक भरवसो आहा आनी फूल फेथ आहा तेंचे म्हणजे आमकां न्याय मेळटलो
एक खुशालकायेची खबर गोंयचे पर्यावरण हाचे बाबतींत एक शॉर्ट फिल्म एक्ट टू अचीव हे इजिप्शियन अमेरिकन फिल्म फेस्टिवल न्यूयॉर्क हांगा पळोवपाक मेळटा हे शॉर्ट फिल्म हाचो टॉर्नाटो डायरेक्टर जावन आसा मारियो पिमेंता हे फिल्म जे मोबायल फोन हाचेर शूट केल्ले दाखोवन दिता कशे तरेन पर्सनल कमिटमेंट आनी स्मॉल एक्शन्स कॅन कलेक्टिवली ब्रिंग मिनिंगफूल चेंज इन एड्रेसिंग द ग्लोबल क्लायमेट क्रायसिस
I created Act to Achieve for the UNESCO Global Film Festival, which had a theme of Mother Earth, but that time it was not selected, so I kept submitting it for other film festivals. And a key takeaway I would like to tell the audience is to take action. Take action for the environment, take action for your own self, and become Kelaru's Gunnar the Fall Metal. So keep trying. Act to Achieve begins with a montage of how climate change is affecting the environment, but later a boy is worried about it. But he thinks he can't do anything. So this is a common problem that we people of India as well as people of Goa face. That we wait for someone else to act and we think he can't do anything. Later that boy remembers the UNESCO dream and resolves to take action. Make changes in his lifestyle and spread awareness and do whatever he can to combat climate change and act to achieve his dream of protecting the world from climate change.
तर ह्यो जावन आसल्यो आमच्यो सुसेगाद दनपार गोंयच्यो खबरो मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सावन मेळुया दुसऱ्या सोमारात ते मेरेन मोग आसंदी
सुने साहिबा तीन हाथी उबारे वागा गोरोस मारता बाबा नाव गेला गवारे शेजार नीचे सुने साहिबा तीन हाथी उबारे वागा गोरोस मारता बाबा नाव गेला गवारे Thank you. साक्षी को सजा नीचे तड़मड़े काई ना सुने दिल दबो किते सांचे पड़मड़े चढ़ती कायला पेटाक्षी को सजा नीचे तड़मड़े काई ना सुने दिल दबो किते सांचे कळवणे कानो पेट्यात चक नसा सुन्यासा भुज गशी जे आंग माते भुजू कसा उप्रा पाउडर गाली जे सेजार नीचे सुने साइबा तीन हाती उबाल बागा गोरस मारता बाबा नाउ गेला गवार दिली गतना पेट्यात मात चलत पोत कळसा करे मिंदना साखरा जरी पोटी पिडे विचार दिली गतना पेट्यात मात चलत पोत कळसा करे मिंदना सुन्या किते फातर झालो आकार किते सेजारनीचो पैसा पंगड संगीत जमलो अत्म उगलो सुन्याचो सुन्या किते फातर झालो आकार किते सेजारनीचो पैसा पंगड संगीत जमलो अत्म उगलो सुन्याचो सेजारनीचे सुने साहेबा तीन हाती उभारे वागा गोरोस मारता बाबा नाव गेला गवार अंगणम सोनरे जैत बांधला गावकर बावडो लेकांगा लेट खर्च रे कितलो झाला सुन्या काता पुरला अंगणम सोनरे जैत बांधला गावकर बावडो लेकांगा लेट खर्च रे कितलो झाला दुनिया देवा मुकला जलमा दीना कर दुबले जिने सता तर धनी कर ना तर धनी का सुने दुनिया देवा मुकला जलमा दीना कर दुबले जिने सता तर धनी कर
सेजार जी सुनी नमस्कार आनी ह्यो कार सर्व आयकतल्यांक हांव रिची उलयतां 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयरदावन म्हज्या सांगात आज आसा आमची इश्टीन
शायला
हेक्टर आनी हेक्टर भाऊ तिसियात येता म्हणून आनीक येवना खंय हांव म्हणून गोत्तो ना ओके
पावंक केल्या
about this bangala ta mastu bura kaam anta as koi bura kaam anti one of them I know that he's supposed to wash all his bathrooms and toilets that's what I heard yesterday but anyway it's been a very interesting week and today the sun is in its full glory you can't hear
yeah I've got it
You can't hear? You can't hear? You can? Shaila kai kana, mustu temzo nyona ni, student. it has been a very exciting week, as well as today has been the sun in its full glory. I'm quite happy yeah. that it is at around 21, 22 degrees Celsius, as compared to the 10 and 12s the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I can see the bloom in the garden, the greenery, yeah. everything has gone wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, so important. But also a very happy Saints Day to all and to those who are debating that whether All Saints Day Mass is in the morning or in the evening.
Well, the debate's lost now because now you're very well. You're past 4 o'clock is already...
No. What they're saying is if you go for Mass in the evening, it'll be All Souls Day. That means you're celebrating yeah. Vigil Mass for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I believe some of the priests are saying...
No, yeah, that's what we heard yesterday. Baptist and Jenny said that in St. John Vianney, the Mass today at 5:30 is being celebrated as the All Saints Mass.
Kone sangleta kate? I went for Mass this morning and Father said from tonight I'm putting the box out for All Souls because I'm celebrating.
But for, from tonight, but not
this
for the Mass.
This evening's Mass.
Is it?
Yeah, specifically
but
announced.
But tonight is a vigil Mass for Sunday.
For, that's what they said. That's what the Father
so
announced.
In the same spirit, if you go tonight, you still have to go tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And fall, so
yeah,
you
yeah.
still have to do it.
Yes.
Hmm. So we came to the conclusion that whether you like it or not,
yeah.
you have to go for Mass tomorrow.
Of course.
Otherwise, all those souls whom you are praying tonight may actually come to hold you and say, come
so
tomorrow.
This was in John Vianney?
Yeah. I went to John Vianney this morning. Mm-hmm.
But tell me, Hector, since you're a lay Franciscan and you're so...
Oh my gosh. Don't quote me on anything, please.
I'm not going to quote. What does All Saints Day, I mean, why do
For
we
me,
say... why do we celebrate this on 1st of November? Is there some history behind it?
If there is, really, I'm not aware, and I wouldn't like to hazard a guess. But I guess it's one day before All Souls Day, and 2nd of November is All Souls Day, which is tomorrow. So today you commit. It could be any day. I don't know why they have selected 1st November. I have no clue.
But let's go across to Shaila. Possibly she has got a few answers. In fact, our expert is not there. Baptist would have been able to tell us something.
As far as I know, my relationship with it has been 1st and 2nd of November are days of obligation. You have to go to church.
No.
So that's the way that both of them are not.
No.
Today's a feast day.
It is a solemnity.
It's a feast day. It's a solemnity.
So, but it's not a day of set aside as a day of obligation. Like for example, 15th of August or Christmas or Easter. No.
Actually,
it's a holy
I
day.
Thought that All Saints is on day of obligation,
no,
but not
no,
All Saints.
No.
Okay.
In fact, you know, when today morning, Father Andrew Matthew in the chapel at St. Mary's, he gave a wonderful sermon. But he read it. It was St. Bernard of Clairvaux's sermon on All Saints Day. And this is what he says. It emphasizes that the sermon that was given by St. Bernard emphasizes that celebrating saints should inspire our own longing for heaven rather than seeking to add to their glory. So there were three themes that he sort of elaborated on. He suggests that commemoration of the saints is not for their benefit, but for ours. It should not be about earthly honor, as the saints are already in God's glory. Okay. Inspiring a longing for heaven is the second theme. The sermon's primary purpose is to incite a powerful yearning in the believers to be united with the saints in heaven. It speaks of a tremendous yearning to share in their company, to be a part of the heavenly assembly. So that's the second theme. The sermon encourages the desire to share in the saints' happiness and the glory of Christ. It stresses that we should not be ashamed of this ambition. So basically, it talks about the happiness, the third theme. And the last theme is a call to action. The sermon ends with an exhortation to not be indifferent, but to actively seek and hasten to join the saints. It uses the image of being longed for by the saints who are waiting for our arrival. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is a day where we are given a bit of a shake.
Yeah.
Just like the
it's
weather.
Not quite
in
the ethos that that we, like I've been, like I've known for, you go for Mass, but so as you were reading, I was thinking that, I don't know, the church itself doesn't quite encourage the learning of saints. Like, except for, you know, go pray to St. Anthony if you have to find your keys. I have had no other reference point of really, you know. I mean, I took a great interest in St. Bernadette because I was born on the feast. But otherwise...
What's your birthday today?
Not today, St. Bernadette.
Oh, okay.
Feb. But otherwise, you don't, like, it's not something that...
To read about the life of the saints.
Yeah, to actually go and learn about the lives of the saints. I mean, a few of them, like Francis of Assisi, we know. But otherwise, you generally don't, you think of saints, you think of Peter and Paul, and then, you know, but you don't think of all of them in between. Actually, the calendar has a saint for every day, right?
Yeah, practically, every day. And so, some priests, whenever they are giving a homily on
a specific day,
they dwell a bit on the saint of that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and once I heard a sermon when they say, when you're thinking about the saints in heaven, think about the saints on earth.
Yeah.
And just pause for a moment and think of the people who may never be canonized, but who
are saints. Yeah.
Yeah. Whose life is so worthy of noting and perhaps emulating and inspiring. Mm. And that kind of message has resonated with me. It could be, you know, someone who you know very well, like your mother or something like that. Totally selfless. And
I'm sure there's far more saints than we know. You know, that's for sure.
No, but what I would sort of encourage everybody is to invest $15 in the Saint Columban calendar, because it has all the feast days, holidays.
We used to get it on the Don Bosco's calendar with every day.
All you have to do is go onto their website, or go in the church. Somebody stands in our St. Mary's Church. There was always a lady encouraging us to buy one calendar. And it's the selling starts now somewhere now.
Yeah,
correct.
True.
Yeah, so it's a good thing to do.
Maybe starting today on All Saints Day.
The other thing which I used to follow is I followed St. Ignatius quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I did his 30 days of retreat. Through his book. So I've been following him and his practices, etc., and I find it pretty well echoed or rather practiced in some of the management theories, some of the meditational theories, which are quite prominent. Some practices which he talks about in those 30 days retreat is something which he could encourage. But invest $15 in the Columbian calendar and you will get to know all the saints. Otherwise, I would recommend, there is a YouTube United States Bishops Conference link, which links you to the readings of the day. And there is...
Are you talking about the Universalists?
There is a Monsignor who comes and, does the readings of the day, must be having a teleprompter in front of him. But it is so fabulous, his way of delivery is so fabulous. Even complicated readings, he makes it sound so simple. So if you want to hear the saint of the day, then link on to the United States Catholic Conference, Bishops Catholic Conference, and possibly you could get the saint of the day. On that note, let's listen to a song.
My makai na song dista kai bore beni e watta karza ke son to se bogta chere ani chelu a matta my makai na song dista
agote tu kanaka agote tu kanaka
my makai na song dista
moja moga ni polla mista kai bara cheda to nasta bolo koi mora dista maka toi to asta moja moga ni polla mista
aguta tuka naga aguta tuka naga
moja moga ni polla mista Anga nats pato aila tatoru minatsa kumpasaru maka nats pato aila tabaru bai tui bai godoru ami natso ya baraboru
kali ngin turu natso korea suru
anga nats pato aila tabaru
natso ya kumpasar. One of those wonderful films that was produced a couple of years ago. It ran into all sorts of problems. We can't bring it again to New Zealand. Wish we could do it again. There are a lot of requests. In fact, Hector is one of them. You know, let's get it again, man. Yeah, it was a great find and it was a great experience.
If you really want to get it, you can contact Harriet Vidyasagar.
Okay, we have had a fabulous weekend last week or early this week. It was the, what is it, Labor Weekend. Some of us long took off somewhere. What did you do, Shaila?
I studied. I have a massive assignment due in 2 weeks and I'm in the thick.
Can we contribute to your assignment? Make it more tougher.
What's the assignment?
The assignment is I finished my first semester.
Congratulations.
It's due for the end of the first semester, and basically the previous assignment was to develop my own leadership philosophy, and this is about, based on that leadership philosophy, reflecting back at everything we've learned and coming up with my perspective, aha moments, and what I see as my change perspective based on that. Supposed to be 3.5, so I sat and wrote 3,500 words last weekend. And the last piece that I'm stuck on right now is I have to write about my research thesis and what I want to.
So this is,
and you will be contributing to that, because there's a story you told before that I want to hear again.
What is the story that you said?
A story that you had mentioned. It's around the concept of change, but it fits into the topic I want to cover in my thesis.
So what is your leadership philosophy that you're talking
about? What course is this?
My master's in change and organizational resilience.
Okay.
So my leadership philosophy was, to put it simply, is based on 4 things. One is a vast amount of storytelling of people, you know, who really rise above the circumstances. Second is my faith journey, my own faith. The third is someone called Simon Sinek, who I was introduced to, and I really, he profoundly changed the way I used to think about people. And the fourth is raising my 3 beautiful boys. So mine was, the philosophy was what I called a parent leadership theory. And it's just based on understanding that you're a facilitator. So it's about finding the genius in people, stoking the genius in people, stepping in and ahead of them when they need protecting, but stepping back when they're ready to fly. Essentially, that was the...
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Very good, very good.
I will talk to you about a similar topic that I wrote on long time ago.
Interesting.
But only after the program, not on the program, because I don't. Hector, what were you up to over the Labor Weekend?
Yeah, Labor Weekend. I was with your Baptist and you, and we had a lovely time at Mount Manganui.
Beautiful.
It was a lovely, lovely trip. Yeah, over there. Very relaxing. And nice, climbing the mountain.
Were you one of them that climbed or didn't climb?
No, we did.
So you and Richard.
Myself, Baptist, Jenny. And Hector.
I said, if you're there,
climb.
I've done it a long time ago, but this time was a bit difficult. I don't know why. About 10 years ago, I was pretty good, but this time I don't know.
Was it the ascent or the descent?
The ascent was a bit difficult. It was hot. It was at 11 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty hot. I think we shouldn't have worn a jacket.
Or a hat.
Or a hat. But we were sweating. But anyway, we made it. We should have made it in less than an hour, but we took a bit more than an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But we had some very interesting topics on our way. To Mount Manganui. You know, every time you take your own car and go. But this time we said, let's hire a car.
Oh, okay.
So what we have found, this is my finding, so I convinced the rest of them, it is better to hire a car and to jump into it and share the cost of it. So you have a single car, you're together, you feel nice.
They all agree with you.
Yeah, they came around and they said yes, and we hired a car. But anyway, we couldn't get this a bigger car. It would have been better, because one of them had to struggle actually in the seventh and the sixth and the seventh seat. Correct. Okay. It was the eighth.
Where did you hire
I think somewhere.
Well, they hire from
Easy Cars.
Easy Cars. Because the vans, ten or the 12 seaters, I've always hired from Hire Race in Horneunga. Really good experience. Good experience.
But we have also hired earlier from Red Cars at Newlyn, and we've had a good experience.
Yeah, and similarly, I have hired it from the Bond Cars at Kelston.
Where are you? Oneyunga? What was the name?
Higher Race. Yeah, because they have the big vehicles, Toyota, like the 10-seaters and the 12-seaters.
So it's a different feeling when you all go together and you start. And so one of the topics that we discussed was on divorce. Divorce, divorce, garavorce. You know, that sort of a topic we discussed. The issue was, as I mentioned, the issue was, you know, why do people take an extreme step? Why couples or married just for a few years or married for even a long time? Why do they take this extreme step of, you know, saying goodbye? And then they go on to write, no, we are now good friends and we meet regularly. So I don't understand that whole philosophy. So it was quite a bit of a debate, and there were different points of views. Some said the women are more independent today than they were in the past. Some said they were educated. Some said Indian men are terrible.
All species are the same, men, and women, and Indian or otherwise.
Another thing was, it's become more acceptable.
Socially more acceptable.
Sure, socially, and even the parents are okay with it, you know, if the marriage is not happy.
So one comment which really sort of, you know, took me off guard is, you know, the parents are encouraging. If the girl is not up to the mark, or the boy is not up to the mark, then the parents on either side encourage it.
Really? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean, that's the comment that came across from the women's side of the gang. They said,
I haven't even thought about that. I can quite understand it in the circumstance where there are extreme situations, but I wouldn't have thought that...
During an era before us, it was like...
It was just the opposite, regardless of the circumstances parents...
Accommodate, adjust.
Yeah.
But at the moment, there is no such concept. I believe some of the parents are, if you're not compatible, just pack your bags and come home. So, there is the backstop arrangement that they have, which is something which I didn't know. The other backstop arrangement is if you are a working woman, then you're encouraged by your friends and relatives.
I don't know if I do think that there's a validation of feelings. Like, definitely, if you were to talk about, oh, you know, I don't like this, so my partner does this, you're probably likely to get far more validation in terms of, yeah, that's not right. You have, you know, it's as you would 20 years ago, where people would, you know, shut down the conversation or not agree with you. I don't know how many people really encourage divorce, though. It's one thing to disagree, to you know, but it's another thing to walk
encourage,
away.
To encourage. I don't know whether they meant encourage it, but yeah, they are more accepting of the reasons why a person wants to divorce.
Well, you know, the other thing which also came up in the discussion was, you know, why couples were married for 20 years, 30 mm. years, or 40 years. Or say maybe, you know,
yeah,
huge. They suddenly decide to pack off and go their respective ways. Well, from some of my readings of in some of these lifestyle magazines, they talk about the zing is gone out, the thing is gone. I don't know what is the zing. I just don't understand.
The spark exists after the first year. When the zing's gone.
The spark is not there.
Couple of kids and that's the end of.
I don't know what spark people talk about, but I hear this constantly. And so, but there were no answers to those side, the 40 plus.
Yeah.
But I keep on saying, you know, that some of us who have reached that stage, there are earth-shattering debates in the house and arguments.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that doesn't lead us to boss.
That's exactly what I'm saying, right? There's a difference in disagreeing and even getting to dislike. I can adequately think of couples I know that actually dislike each other. They don't, you know, they stand on different political spectrums. And still coexist, especially in a world today where you have, you know, two TVs, each watch their own shows, they go on your own walks, you basically entertain yourself. You're not, you know, in a small single space having to share things. Divorce is really the end of a relation. It is actually walking away. Or so it seems to us, because as you're alluding to, there's a lot of people now that walk away and then stay friends. So I don't know whether the whole concept of that relationship has changed.
Yeah. Yeah, but even the younger generation, what some of them are saying is that, hey, listen, why marry?
Yeah.
Why have this certificate and why have this social endorsement of your relationship? As long as I'm with you and you are with me and you have the confidence and the faith that we'll be together, what more else do you want?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I always say, like, you know, if you trust that it's going to last, then what's the problem with putting a stamp on it?
So some of them are arguing and saying, so why do you require a marriage?
Yeah, a lot of people now are not living together and in a relationship for maybe 20, 25 years, but they don't want to get married.
Yeah, they say what they say is that even people living after getting married for 20 years divorce. So what's that's abnormal true. About people living together without being married, divorce after go their own ways after 20 years?
So is it? Do you think it is just it's an exaggeration? The concept of, you know, society's definitely gone to a place where you can always change your mind about anything, right? So we came off of a world where you really couldn't do that. So if you picked one stream of study, you stuck to it for the rest of your life, right? You went down the path, you didn't change your mind. Most things you made, lifelong decisions, you bought your Godrej cupboard, you stuck to it for the rest of your life.
What an analogy.
I mean, seriously. But that's what that's what people did, right?
They all bought
things. You buy your VCR, you repair it 15 times, but nobody threw things out. And we've kind of moved to the space where you
can. I can't get over that analogy.
It's the the whole concept of making decisions, right? Where you picked things that lasted a lifetime, and now we've moved to
now
you can always change your mind.
Best by this date or past the expert.
So my question was, do you think it's just an exaggeration of that kind of, I can change my mind, I'm entitled to change my mind?
Well, let's go back to the early ages before the whole social order was established. Maybe many, many thousands of years ago, maybe when civilization had yet to take some form or the other.
Mm.
Okay, where was the concept of marriage?
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was only about procreation, really.
Correct.
It was not.
Correct. Okay, so even in those days, it is even in nature, the aspect of a relationship is very profound. It's
true.
Still established, you know, it's even
true.
In the so-called non-organized true. Societies or so-called what we called as Saharan societies, the African societies,
yeah.
Well, the relationship between the man and the woman was quite established.
Yeah.
It's not like it's today, one night and it's gone, no.
That's true.
And there was no solemnization, you know, somebody coming and blessing, etc. But it has changed when you started an organized society, when you started an established norm of how to live in a community. In those days, the community was very well defined in the village. Whose is whose? Mm.
That was possession.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
is mine. No, let no other person yeah. interfere.
So is it...
Like
is
the alpha male, in
yeah,
the,
yeah,
even
yeah,
in
yeah.
the, you know, the apes.
Yeah.
So, were you? That's why in the English law, the woman is always referred to as a chattel.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. In the old English practice law, women are chattels.
Wow.
I they don't exist anymore today, but
thank
that's
God.
What it is.
Yeah.
So, you could trade with those chattels, a part of the chattels.
Mm.
Yeah, but then those chattels were also the slaves were chattels.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
You know? They
were.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there are no answers. According to us, we came to the conclusion at the end of the journey from Auckland to Mount Maunganui that there are no straightforward answers.
Maybe that could be Shaila's next semester
topic. There are no answers. There are no ways that you can find out. But what we were deliberating upon is, you know, everybody seems to be writing books about, you know, how to manage your divorce, how to manage your divorce.
Wow.
What we could say is how to manage your relationships, how to manage your association. We could write a book on that or provide some pitfalls that you should avoid when you are in a relationship. And possibly, you know, the vast majority of those who are married and, you know, whether you call it as Godrej cupboard, or whether you call it as some VCR, what sort of a tips you can provide that you need to keep on repairing it rather than throwing it out.
So perhaps in those days there was no the choice, you know, you had only Godrej cupboard. Now you may have various other things.
But the analogy is very good, boss. What Shaila is saying is the cupboard once purchased, or the VCR once purchased, or the television once purchased, the practice then was that you repair it if it goes bad.
It was not a throwaway culture.
Yeah, there was no throwaway culture. Mm. I think it's a very nice, valid point, Shaila. On that note, we will say adios. We'll play some music for the rest of the 15 minutes, unless you have
15
something.
15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes, unless you have something else to discuss, Hector.
Oh, we can play a song. And
then we'll again discuss. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'll play a song. Let's play Kedna.
गजल यारी बोलना आखिर तू एक पावती एक मना
यूचा काय हरकत ना तेरा दी बोगारा उड़ मोजी मम्मी माँ का सोड़ी रहा
हो संगना का ये ताना तीखा काय कड़ाना तीखो काय स्मुनाना केन्ना जाल्यारी ओन्ना आपने तू एक पावटी एक मना म्हणून सांगशी जाल्यार धरणीचेर हांतूळ तोल्लो रस्मा कांबोळ
तुका सांगूंक असल्यार रेला दावडायना तारे सतस भोगोळ
येऊन पोळे गुचडवा कळता तबळ येऊन पोळे गुचडवा कळता तबळ केन्ना जाल्यारी बोलना आमगेर तू एक पावटी एक मना केन्ना जाल्यारी बोलना आमगेर तू एक पावटी एक मना तुका भोंडेक व्हरतलो काश्मीराक उटी उपरांत सिंगापूर
शिंतराळी कोलो पयले भोंडाय म्हाका सगळो कुंदापूर
बेश्टे तरी गो तू जाताय फुगार बेश्टे तरी गो तू जाताय फुगार
सांगरे तू मैनक तू का कितलो पागार सांगरे तू मैनक तू का कितलो पागार
केन्ना जाल्यारी बोलना आमगेर तू एक पावटी एक मना केन्ना जाल्यारी बोलना आमगेर तू एक पावटी एक मना
येवचा काय हरकत ना तेरा दी बोगारा पूण म्हजी मम्मी म्हाका सोडी ना
हो सांगना काय येताना तिका काय कळना तिगो कांयच म्हणना केन्ना जाल्यारी बोलना आमगेर तू एक पावटी एक मना
en botale, poi tu stecca, compagnie tu zata, la la la, it's true, la la la, aure sa ta stuce, bocca ce la glapisce, ora.
Tu girani, sopra sopne dalla, tu dico pandormaca, la gioia cura in salsa, la la la. It's true, la la la, oh yeah. Sanna jarati, dori e c'è vede sanati, natsu ya gavya, aki raksari ya kuru, la la la. It's true, la la la, yeah. I love you, Montalo, maka senorita, karis kushen botale, ori dosaka, babari dosata, la la la.
Seldom do we hear you singing. You're a trained singer. You're a trained singer.
I'll have to practice. My voice
welcome
is
back. Welcome back to Sushega Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. This is Richie, and with me are Shaila and Hector on the radio. We just discussed about, and it's still really simmering in the studio here, about divorce is what you would like to call it. But surely, please send in your views, your comments. Hector is just drawing up the outline for writing a book of how to make relationships work.
Yes.
Let's move on. We are slowly coming into the holiday season. In the next few months, we'll be there. People must have already planned. But Hector took his holiday
early,
and he's again taking a holiday. No doubt he's retired. So, Hector, how was your trip overseas?
Yeah, it was really nice. It was 3 months away.
Wow.
That's a long time. And it was specifically at the request of my son, Neil, to come there to London, because our grandchild had school holidays, and we had a really lovely time. Three months.
What was the itinerary like? Where'd you go?
Yeah, we went to, besides most of it was in the UK, we went to Greece, and which was really lovely. I walked the paths where Socrates walked, and I actually sat on one stone. He used to walk around that place in Athens and asking the people, to think about themselves and their lives and who they are. And I thought about Sushega Dhanpar and our discussions on identity. And St. Paul used to be in that marketplace also giving this. So that was nice. And
What is that place called?
It was near the Acropolis.
Okay.
But it was nearby to that. So he was, were the places where all these philosophers were there now. Aristotle.
The intellectuals.
And then we were mostly in London. But it gave me a lot of this. And then I went to church. I became an altar boy. I used to go for altar server, I would say. And I took some singing lessons from an opera singer,
Greek
opera singer, who was in London. So some nice things, and I had to go and reach my
granddaughter
to school. And now we came back after 3 months. I did it every day, and so the headmistress, when my son went to, says, "Where's Hector?" He became part of the Colville. That name.
Well, what was it like?
Colville family.
What was it like when you went to reach the daughter? I mean, how did you manage to get yourself familiar with the school and the teachers?
For some reason they opened coffee kiosk just at the entrance of the school, and that was a meeting point. So I had to go and speak to them and all that. So it was pretty good, and lots of things we went around this. But one of the things, there was a lot of thought for contemplation and this and all that. And one of the things which struck me and came to mind, and I just want to tell you, is this. When I first came to New Zealand, I heard this Maori proverb where a grandchild is walking with his grandfather through the fields, you know, the Harakeke and all that, this flax. And he asks his grandfather a question. And the grandfather says, Hey aha, te mia nui o te ao. Hey tangata, hey tangata, hey tangata. So what it really translates to in English, he's telling his grandchild, you ask me what is the greatest thing in the world, and I will always say, it is people, it is people, it is people. And that's what struck me on my travels, that wherever you go, you know, all these monuments, we look at the monuments and all, but if you just take a time to stand back and look around, the variety of people from all over the world which it attracts, that's something so special. And I reached out to some people and I found that was the best experience of my travels. People from Siberia, from Italy, from Africa and all that. And sitting next to a person in the bus, and then you just say hello and they tell about their lives and all that. And to me, that was one of my most memorable experiences.
But so that was you have a knack or a skill or a sort of an attribute in you that even if you just turn around and say hello and the person becomes a friend immediately. What is that? You can pick up a conversation with so many people, maybe the coffee barista or maybe the Foursquare store.
I do remember
on this trip you managed to convince the person. There was this place where there was a 15% discount for seniors and there was a 15% discount
surcharge.
So we just told them mathematically it should be zero because we are seniors. This is what Hector convinced the person.
Do the two of you ever disengage your accounting brain before you? But I'll give you the answer to that question. I think Hector has curiosity about other people, and curiosity is really important because it allows you to listen. And that's why people engage.
I know. I think also I'm all the time searching for who am I.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time you, if you genuinely look at people, you can see something of yourself in the other person.
Yeah.
And the other person kind of then responds in the manner.
Yeah, true.
By the way, I met my first cousin for the first time in London.
Wow.
Never spoken or this to him.
Wow.
And that was, I consider, one of the highlights of my trip.
Oh, so cool.
Congratulations.
So cool.
Congratulations. It's surprising that he sort of, you know, agreed to meet you. So we just have about 3 minutes, Hector, to say thank you to our friends who are listening. And thank you to everybody who's enjoying their weekends and thinking about us. And thank you to Shaila. I have to still tell you about what topic I wrote on leadership.
Yes, I listen.
Okay. Oh, by the way, just since you mentioned leadership, Shaila, you should consider this one book by what's the guy name? Matsushika.
Matsushita.
His philosophy of business and management, not for bread alone.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Okay, I'll
brilliant book.
Here. Not for bread alone.
Konsushika Matsushita. Okay, on that note, adios.
Oui.
And have
Dio a good day.
Yeah, thank you to the listeners.